This is episode 112 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm reading from Brett Oldman's book, Children of the Greys, Aftermath. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 5, which is titled The Laughing Children, and this is what Brett has written. Mary's first memory of abduction was possibly a botched abduction attempt by her extraterrestrial visitors. I woke up in the middle of the night with my face pressed up against a popcorn ceiling. I remember thinking, how could this be happening to me? I remember the pressure of the sharp, prickly things on the ceiling. I was being pushed and pushed, and I could only move my hands. I was frantically trying to make sense of what was happening to me. Oh dear God, I've turned into an Indian mystic, and I'm now levitating. It's funny, but that's really what went through my mind, Mary explained. It did not take long for Mary to realize that she was not having some sort of spiritual event as she initially presumed. I looked down to my left, and I saw three really small beings below me. One was only 2.5 to 3 feet tall, and the other ones were maybe 3 feet tall. They were in the doorway looking up at me. I remember hearing in my head, oh no, not me. I was so frightened. I began to pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with me. That's when I realized that Mother Mary isn't going to save me. Jesus isn't going to save me. I was on my own. I remember thinking that I had to get down from the ceiling. Knowing that those little beings were there, I was horrified, Mary exclaimed. I could hear my husband snoring loudly and wondered how he could not know this is happening. The next thing I remember was waking up the following morning and knowing that I had been on the ceiling. I have no memories of being taken by the Greys that night. It seemed that something had gone wrong during my abduction. It got botched somehow, and they gave up and left me. The Greys may have given up on taking Mary that night, or she may not remember any details if they did take her. Whatever happened that night, it did not stop them from returning. Over the course of the next 3 years, Mary had multiple alien abduction experiences. She and her husband began to see blue and orange-coloured orbs of light floating in and around their house. She would awaken and see aliens standing at the foot of her bed. She tried everything she could think of to stop the abductions, but it was to no avail. Mary recalled an amazing event. It was early fall. I had fallen asleep wearing jogging shorts and a big t-shirt. I woke up and saw this misty blue fog come in and surround the bed. For some reason, I wasn't afraid. I couldn't figure out what was happening or why I wasn't afraid. I looked up and saw that the front door was open, and the mist was going out the front door. I got up, walked outside, and followed the mist even though I was barefoot and only wearing my gym shorts and t-shirt. I looked to my right, and I saw this perfectly round light floating over the garden. It looked like a stationary flat light, almost like a pancake. Then I looked straight ahead at my water well, and I saw this very large, muscular creature standing there in the mist. It looked like it had no neck. I still felt no fear. I called out to it. Who are you and what are you doing here? I asked. He wouldn't completely show himself to me. All I could see was the outline of his body. Then I saw him use what looked like a modern-day tablet device. I could see from the light emitting that he was pressing it and moving images around just like we do on our tablets. Keep in mind, this happened back in the early 90s, long before we had anything like that. He had human-like hands with these long, sharp fingernails that looked like talons. Did the unusual-looking figure sense that Mary was not afraid of him? Maybe he had used mind control to ease her fear. Whatever the case, it replied to her question. Mary spoke out loud, but the creature replied telepathically. He said that he was a scientist and was collecting data. He began walking away, and Mary followed him, still asking questions. He continued to walk around the property and seemed to be using the tablet device to gather data. She was shown a symbol that looked like a triangle with a little snake in it and was told to remember. When the creature announced that it was time for him to go, Mary asked him not to leave. She had felt no fear during the encounter and felt that this being had been nice to her. Up until this point in her life, Mary's alien encounters had been with the Greys. That night marked the beginning of her experience with the reptilians. Mary told her husband about the encounter and described the tablet device to him that the reptilian was holding. That marriage ended, but she remarried and also told her new husband what she had witnessed that night. Years later, when the first tablets came out, her husband called her at work to tell her about them. After his call, she went online and did a search for them. She was shocked to see that we had developed a similar device to what the reptilian was using. As our own technology advanced, Mary observed it was getting to the point where we used our fingers to manipulate the images on the screen, just as the large alien had done. Now I'm going to jump forward in this chapter to another one of Mary's experiences. My husband and I were driving home from Thanksgiving dinner. It was raining and there was lots of traffic. We were both really tired. My husband looked at me and said, "You know, I would just really like to turn off." I said, "Me too." He asked me to find Highway 1. I did, and we turned off on Highway 1. The last thing I remember was a wobbly type of sensation, and the next thing I remember was being alone on some kind of craft. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I couldn't find my husband. I was still in my dress. I began walking down this hallway, and everything was round. I saw lots of pink colours everywhere. Then I began to wonder why I was getting so much freedom. I had never had that much freedom before. I turned to my left and I saw two other humans sitting there with no expression on their faces. They were sitting on what looked like plastic benches. Then I saw five men there, but all seemed to be out of it. They were all about the age of 30. They were all wearing jeans except for one guy who was in a suit. They looked at me but said nothing, so I asked them, "Who are you?" They wouldn't answer me, so I just kept walking. I kept thinking to myself how weird it was that I had so much freedom. Then I saw this little hole in the side of the wall. It was some kind of a pipe. I got into the hole and slid down. When I came out of the hole, I saw windows and three tiny chairs. Sitting one of those chairs was a type of grey. I got extremely angry and said, "Oh, it's you. I'm going to kill you." I lunged for him, but I didn't make it. I found myself moving very slowly, like I didn't have gravity. I heard him in my head telling me that I wasn't special in any way, and he could squash me like an ant. I was horrified. At that point, I thought I was going to die. He let me know that he could kill me with a thought. I don't know why I felt so much rage for the creature, but I knew there was nothing that I could do about it. I just wanted to get away from it. So I turned and tried to leave the room. He did nothing to stop me from leaving. I made it into another room and fell on the floor. As I turned to stand, I saw a reptilian, a couple of greys, and three hybrid-looking infants. The reptilian looked at me, and I started crying and begging God to help me. I was hysterical, and he asked me to calm down. The aliens were standing by this black instrumental panel, Mary recalled. The reptilian looked at me and said, "You have a choice. You have your life and all that's happening in it now, or you can have all the riches you want." I told him that I didn't want riches. I only wanted to know what was happening to me and why. He then asked me what I wanted right then. I told him that I wanted the little ones to go away. He told me that they wouldn't hurt me, but agreed to make them leave. Then he pushed one of the hybrid infants and said, "It is a success." Two of them were walking, and one looked like he was crawling. They were yellowish-brown in colour. They had almost human-looking eyes. They had frog-like skin, and their bellies were lighter colour. They had fingers with small suction cups on the tips. They were less than 2 feet and had no hair. They looked part reptilian, part human, and part frog. One came up to me and said, "She's here, she's here." It sounded like a little kid. One of the other ones was crawling on me, but I told him to get off of me. They were so excited and happy that I was there with them. They all kept laughing and making giggling sounds. One of them was touching my knee with its fingers, and I could feel the suction cup attaching to my knee. I reached down and pulled it off me. I didn't like it, and I kept telling them to stop and get away. That's when the smallest said, "She doesn't want us. She doesn't like us." I felt like it was hurt, but my response was to them. This episode I was reading from Brett Oldman's book, Children of the Grey's Aftermath. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or on Kindle. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.